Morning, welcome to the Forgotten Word. This is Bob Wise with Forgotten Word Ministries. Wonderful to have you back again today. Today I want to talk a little bit about reverence and respect. You know, does God expect us as Christians to give special care or reverence to church sanctuaries and facilities, that type of thing, to your church where you go? And is that part of, you know, of what we're supposed to do? As one guy asked, what part do reverence and respect play in our relationship with spiritual leaders, elders, and each other, and that type of thing? And so I was reading some articles on that, and I found a pretty good article that kind of fit in with what I had believed and still believe. So I want to talk a little bit about that today. Do we really, honestly, and I know I've talked similar about this before with our churches, our buildings, but do we really give respect to the church that we use as a place of worship? And are we expected to? Does God truly expect us to do that? I think He does. I'm convinced that He does. Leviticus 19:30. And 26:2 says, and this, then here he says, the Old Testament, he was reminding the Israelites. He said, observe my Sabbaths and have reverence for my sanctuary. I am the Lord. Well, you know, that passage is interesting to us, to me, and should be to you, because the sanctuary then, you know, back in them days, that was a tent in the wilderness. It wasn't a great temple. It wasn't a fancy brick church building or a wood building, anything, you know, fancy like we have today. Excuse me. It was a tent, and that, you know, because that's what they had. But yet, it was a holy place. It became, a very special place, and you know, the presence of the Lord there. So that made it even more, you know, special and deserving of our reverence. I really believe that. But today, we live in a whole different kind of society today. And I agree with what this one article said. It said we live in an age that treats everything as common. There's no doubt in my mind that's exactly right. We live in an age today where everything is just common stuff. You know, it's just common. It's common. It's not a problem for us to just walk into a church building, any kind of clothes we want to wear, doesn't matter. Now, don't take that out of context. There's a lot of difference between if that's all you've got, then you wear it, because that's fine. There's not a problem with that. I do not expect, I don't believe the Lord expects anybody to go out and to go in debt to try to buy something fancy just to come to church in. I don't believe that. But people that have options, that, you know, they've got nice clothing and they've got decent stuff, but yet they'll come to church in sandals, shorts, men in shorts, they just dress all kinds of ways, you know, it's just amazing. And I know everybody says, well, it doesn't matter what you wear, but I believe it kind of does. And here's why. Because of what the Lord said, observe my Sabbaths and have reverence for my sanctuary. So what he's saying is when we come into this church building, we're supposed to have reverence for that building. We're supposed to have respect for this sanctuary and reverence and respect both, because it's a house of worship that we ask God. Now, of course, we know that Jesus dwells and the Holy Spirit dwells within us. You know, we know that. But, God is to be honored, and God's to be obeyed, and God's to be respected and to be given reverence to and awe. You know, we should be in awe of Him. And if we're dedicating this building to Him and to be the temple that we're going to worship together in, not the temple, that I am personally with my body, but the temple that we're using as a church to congregate together to learn and worship God, then we should have reverence and respect for that. For that building also. And I just don't think that we do that, to be quite honest with you. You know, our culture teaches that no one should be regarded as any better than themselves. In other words, we're all equal, no matter what. And that's not true. God is above. I have reverence for God. If you don't, you're wrong. I'm sorry. But that's the way it goes, folks. You know, there's an attitude around And actually, I believe the attitude that I just mentioned, you know, about how no one should be regarded as any better than oneself, that attitude, you know, helps to contribute to the breakdown and order of our society is in today. The Bible admonishes children to honor their father and mother. That's in Ephesians. And we're also to obey the authorities who are over us. That's in Hebrews. And the words honor and obey tell us how to reverence and respect God and others. So how can we give reverence to anyone especially to God, if everything's just lackadaisical? Everything's just, you know, hey, take me as I am or don't take me at all. I don't care. That's the attitude that you hear all the time. I don't understand when people say, and we do it at our church too, but I still don't understand it, and why we do it, but they'll say, well, you know, we got one service that's on Sunday morning, then maybe we'll have a Sunday night service that's more casual. What in the name of Jesus himself is casual? What's different? Oh, we dress up in the mornings, but we don't in the evenings. Why? We have less respect for ourselves and less respect for each other and less respect for the temple that we're using as a worship place, and less respect for it and God in the evenings than we do in the mornings. To me, it's just nonsense. Personally, that's just how I believe. I believe that's pure nonsense. But that's the way it is. But anyway, reverence and respect. I was reading this and found this little bit here. It says, reverence and respect are similar in meaning and are often used interchangeably. And that I found that to be very true. However, reverence also carries with it the idea of worship, and is therefore more appropriate in our relationship with God and anything associated with him. His ministers are often addressed as reverend. Of course, we do not worship these human beings, no matter how important they might be. We don't worship them, but we are to respect spiritual leaders because they are God's representatives to us. So see, there's respect there and there's reverence there. Honoring parents and obeying authority means we should show proper respect to them, but showing respect and honor, you know, it's much more than just giving verbal, some kind of verbal homage to, an individual or, person like that. Really, you should involve acting and living in such a way that you avoid insults and injury, and instead, you know, that you're extending accommodation and value to other people. And that's what we should be doing. It's just so, you know, it's sad that we have so much lack of respect. But I have to tell you that sometimes we do not command respect. We do not act like we wish to have any respect. A lot of times, you know, what's the old saying that you always hear? If you want respect, you're going to have to earn it. And I think that's true. I don't think that you have to prove over and over again, but an example of what I'm saying is if a preacher wants to act like the everyday Joe, and I'm just using this as the sense of this description here, but if a preacher wants to act like the everyday Joe and, the young people's best buddy and all that kind of stuff, then he's going to lose respect. There's going to be a lot less respect there because he's put himself in a position where nobody has to have any respect for him. He's just one of us. He's nobody special. But a minister is supposed to be somewhat special. Doesn't make him better than you. No. But there should be some reverence and respect towards that individual because a preacher is a actual, he's an actual representative of the Lord and his word from God. And if he's called by God, that's a special thing that's happened to that person, and you should have reverence and respect for that person. But it's hard to when he's just one of the buddies. He's just one of the good old guys, you know. This leads to a problem. And the problem is if the minister doesn't get the respect from people, then people aren't going to believe half of what he tells you. There's no respect there, so why, if it's something they have the least little bitty question about, they're not going to believe anything you say. They're not going to check it out. They might believe this, they might not believe that. I mean, it's a crazy thing. Or they might go to the point where they just believe everything you say, because after all, you're one of the buddies, and they don't want to test you, so, I just think that you lose a lot when you have no respect and reverence for someone that's in a position of, I don't know if I'd want to say authority, but you know where I'm coming from. God's representatives are, it's a special calling that I have much reverence for anyone who is a minister of the gospel. There's no doubt about it. It's something we should do. But, in today's world, here's something I read. This is an interesting paragraph. It says, the spirit of the age prefers youth over age. Though the elderly should appreciate the enthusiasm, vitality, and abilities of young people, youth should show appreciation for the wisdom, experience, and stability of their seniors. So see, the elderly people should appreciate the enthusiasm, vitality, and abilities of young people. Young people should show appreciation and respect for the wisdom, experience, and stability of the older people. Peter gives wise advice. He says, young men, in the same way, be submissive to those who are older. Then he continues by encouraging respect both ways. All of you, clothe yourselves with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. That's in 1 Peter 5:5. Young people and senior citizens, both young people and seniors, older people, they should guard against pride. Pride comes on you easy, so you have to guard against that naturally. But we should give respect to each other, youth to the old and older to the youth. That should be there. And a lot of times it's not. The youth are, they're full of energy and they're raring to go and they got all this, that, and the vigor. Vim and vigor, the old people, but the older people, they don't have that energy anymore, but they got a wisdom. They've been through so much and they've got experience and stability, and it's something that the youth can really learn from. And we can also watch and learn from the youth. That's part of how it works. Respect each other, give reverence to each other, not respect. But reverence and respect for church sanctuaries and facilities must be taught to kids, to children. If they're ever going to appreciate the importance of showing reverence for God, they got to know how to give that and appreciate it. Church board and congregation should show concern for the appearance and treatment of God's house. I believe that the church auditorium and all the supporting facilities all deserve that. It's really easy to see the same building week after week and not notice deterioration, wear and tear. It just becomes so commonplace to us, So church leaders, we must realize that visitors draw conclusions about the church's reverence for God by the way they care for the place where he meets with his people. So we need to make sure we keep a facility clean and cared for. So when visitors do come in, they show that we do care about this facility, but not in a proud way, but in a reverent way, because it's God's meeting place. And that's why. That's the only reason why. We don't want to get crazy with our ideas of why we're great, But let me just explain, or say that, there's a lot to this reverence and respect that we're missing the boat on. There's a lot more I want to say about it. Got some interesting things coming up tomorrow about this same topic, not only with the church building, but with preachers and people. And I want to bring that to our attention. So I'll see you in the morning. God bless you, and great to have you with us.
We pray these programs have been a blessing to you, and they've taught you something. We feel that we're trying hard to do what the Lord has led us to do, and we pray that and hope and pray that it has been accomplished in these programs. If you have any questions, any prayer requests, or would like to comment on the programs or send any donations to the ministry, please write us at Forgotten Word Ministries, P.O. Box 315. Camp Point, Illinois, 62320. That's Camp Point, CAMPPOINT, two different words, Illinois, 62320. God bless you.